We have just heard a very compelling piece of testimony from a mum called Tracy. Her son, Sean Paul, is in intensive care. He has been in intensive care for some 4 months now. And what we're choosing to do in the programme this morning, with the consent of the Carnahan family, is to tweet from our Twitter feed a picture of Sean Paul in intensive care. It is a shocking picture. A warning on this, you very well may find it upsetting. But what some of you might want to do is some of you might want to take your phone, your iPhone, and you might want to actually show that picture to your son or your daughter or to yourself tonight if you're ever tempted to take these drugs. Do you know what I'd love to do? And I just might do it. I'd love to walk into one of these shops who are selling this stuff. And I'd love to just show them what I'm looking at here of this young man, 6'2" tall and 6 stone. This man whose nickname was Smiler, who is a contorted shell of a human body now. And I do want you to look at the photograph because I want you to see what these legal highs, what a euphemism that is, legal and high. I want you to see what it's doing. And you can see that picture on our Twitter feed, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter, at Stephen Nolan. Jenny.
Hi, Stephen.
Morning to you.
Morning.
What would you like to say?
Oh, I just want to say, please, 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 anybody. I'm 44. I never was into drugs in my whole life. And I got involved in drugs. I went from 10.5 stone to about 6.5 stone in the space of 6 months. And I was totally addicted to getting this China White, which is absolutely lethal. It puts you in places that you never want to be in. And any youngster, please, please, please do not take it. Because even though I have not touched anything for a year, but I see things crawling up the walls. I see things that you wouldn't want to see in your mind.
Tell me what you see. I'm asking these questions, and people might feel it's intrusive, but I'm asking this because I want to bring the cold reality of this stuff home to people. What do you see?
I see evil spiders and things crawling around my head and crawling up the wall and crawling towards me. I get into places that are so dark that you really want to be dead. And this is a year after when I was in the hospital for 2 weeks. My partner Lee, he found me in a state that you wouldn't believe. He made sure I got to hospital, and I was in the hospital for 2 or 3 weeks. But even now, it's a year after, and I haven't taken one single drug, but I still have things that you see crawling around your head and crawling up walls. And I just, please, youngsters, I'm 44, I'm not a youngster. I just wish people would realise that it's the most evilest. You think at the time that it's great, but it's the most evilest thing gone, because it'll be with you forever, I reckon.
How did you get into these drugs in the first place? What motivated you to take them initially?
Because I was really stupid. It was my birthday, and the people that were in the house and having a get-together, and they had methadone at the time, that methadone. So I've never, ever taken a drug before, but I thought, I'll just have a little sniff of that. And I thought it was great. But then when methadone was made illegal, they started bringing in all sorts of different bits and pieces, legal highs, which were supposed to be legal. But once you start on that road, oh my God, you never, never will be right again. It takes your insides. When I was in hospital, I had to have an ovary removed and my appendix removed. And that was because of that. Because it kills your insides. People don't realise, young kids don't realise, it kills all your organs. Start disappearing. My nose, My nose is totally banjax. No. I can't smell properly. I can't, because of sniffing all the stupid stuff that you think is so great. I'm sorry, Stephen. I'm just kind of a bit upset because I'm 44, but 20-year-olds and 21-year-olds and the guy that you put on your Twitter feed, they're only youngsters. And they don't know what they're doing. Well, I stop now.
No, Jenny, I just want you to talk from your heart. I'm
talking from my heart because I've never been the same since, because my head is not right. My body is not right.
How old were you when you started?
43, a year ago.
And you took them for a long time, did you?
6 months.
Six months.
I went from 10.5 stone down to 6.5 stone in 6 months.
I must emphasise that you're not going to name where you bought them.
No, of course not. No.
But they were cheap, were they?
Yeah. You could get them, what was I paying? Probably 2 grams for £22, including postage.
And they were being sold to you masquerading as what?
Well, masquerading as bath salts.
Yeah.
And it says, when you get the packet, it says, not for human consumption.
Yeah.
But when you take them, it's really stupid because it burns your nose. I don't even know why I took them because...
Well, that was my next question. Can you explain to us why you take them?
I don't know, because I was trying to get the same feeling as I got when I took methadone, because when I took methadone a year and a half ago, it gave you such a buzz and such a really nice feeling. So you think that if you get these legal highs that are supposed to be legal, you think that you might get the same buzz, the same funny feeling, the same... When you look at the telly, everything's all colours and all...
Do you know what I'm sitting here thinking, Jenny? Sitting here thinking that we sometimes talk about, you know, what are the issues that a local assembly can deal with, and devolution. And I fail to understand, and I mean that genuinely, and that I don't understand. There might be good reason. And I fail to understand why we cannot legislate to stop this happening. Is that not something that the Northern Ireland Assembly could do? Now, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand that in order to get around the law, what some of these people are doing is they're packaging it up, bath salts, and they are putting a health warning on, not for human consumption, and therefore it is very, very difficult for the police. However, if it can be proven that these people are selling this stuff with the intent of it being for human consumption, then that is not lawful.
But then why do they put not for human consumption and they sell it to as a legal high? I can't get my head around that.
Precisely. So can we not legislate for that? Is there no one in the Northern Ireland Assembly could take this up and change law here? Change it.
Stephen, it's apart from the law, it's people. People seem to feel, the people I know, and I'm around Enniskillen, people are so down and low. They want something to, I don't know, make themselves feel good. So why has life got so bad that we need something to pick us up, or something that we're trying to find something that's going to make us feel good?
I know this was front page news on the Sunday Life on Sunday, so people will have seen this young man. If you did miss it, you can see it on our Twitter feed now.
Oh, please, God, please, if youngsters are listening to the show, please, I swear from my heart, please do not start taking it, because you go down the road of hell, and I am still going down the road of hell,
Jenny,
and I haven't even taken it for a year.
Jenny, thank you so much for calling me.
Thanks, Stephen.
Philip in Belfast. Morning, Philip.
Hi, Stephen. Once again, we're on our wee moralistic high horse about legal highs or any kind of drugs.
Moralistic?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious. Did I ever call you when I'm not serious?
A moralistic high horse.
Yes, you're on. Listen, Stephen, you do this quite often. You'll come on there. I mean, there's that girl saying, I need something to make me feel good. Well, you know what? It's her life. She made a choice. And there she is on now crying about her choice because it affected her life. Do you know what I mean? She's don't do that. Hey, nobody forced you. You done this. It's your choice. It's the same as any drugs. You can either decide to take it or you cannot decide to take it.
Have you seen the photograph on Twitter of Sean Paul Carnahan? Have you seen it?
Sunday Life.
Okay.
What you will find, though, is that usually it's not drugs on their own. They usually take a wee drink with the drugs, and therefore it has an added effect.
All right, well, that makes it better then, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't make it better. You shouldn't even be taking the drugs, and some of them shouldn't even be the legal age to take drink. But I'm saying to you is that this is a person's choice, and everything has a consequence. If you drive down the road at 45 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone, there's a consequence if you get caught doing that.
You've got a family yourself, Philip, do you?
Of course I do.
Did you? Are you a dad?
Of course I am.
Right.
And you know what? If it happened to my daughter, you know what? I would be saying the same, and I warn them against this. Now,
sure, if you warned them against it, you'd be on your moralistic high horse, would you not?
Well, I might be on my moralistic high horse to them. That's me one-on-one. But you're on your moralistic high horse preaching after the horse is bolted.
Yeah, do you know what, Philip? Do you know what? I have seen at first hand.
So have I.
The devastation that these drugs cause.
I have seen,
indeed, this programme has been involved in undercover footage.
Yeah.
Where people have masqueraded as supplying this stuff for bath salts, but they're actually telling you how much to consume safely, in their view, in quantities.
Right.
Right? I've seen the manipulation. I know how they try to get around the law. I know what they do, and I also know that they know this kills people. It devastates people. And for you to come on this programme...
So does meth, Stephen.
Of course you're quite entitled to do so.
And you can buy that legally in a shop as well. It doesn't have a legal... It's not a legal high.
Your opening comment about a moralistic high horse...
Your moralistic high horse, once again, about a person's choice.
Well, let me ask you this. What was your reaction when you listened to Tracy Carnahan this morning, a mother who had to cope with her son hanging? What's your reaction to that? Never mind mine.
Well, my reaction is, where were you in the first place? Did you not know your son was doing this?
My goodness.
You can't be with children all the time.
She did know her son was doing it, and
correct.
She tried to stop him.
Listen, let me say...
Tried to stop him, Philip.
You're doing it again. Either you want me to speak and say my bit, or are you going to talk over me?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to defend that mother.
Well, let me say my bit and then defend her. You know, because that's what you do famously well. You ask me a question, and I go to answer, and then you talk over it. Now, she did not, she may not have known, but there's always signs. You know this, and I know this.
She did know.
She did know. So she did know. So what did she do about it?
She tried to stop her son doing
it. Obviously not hard enough then. That's what I would do. I agree with her.
Stop, sir. You are not entitled. You're certainly entitled to give your opinion.
Thank you.
You are not entitled. You do not know that mother. You're not entitled to say as a statement of fact that she did not try hard enough.
Well,
you don't know her and you don't know how much she tried. I'm not letting you away with it. No.
Excuse me.
No.
Her son is not in a good position
No.
right now.
That lady has come out. No.
Position. And that is not even her fault. That is his fault. He has to take responsibility. We take responsibility for life. Either we do or we don't. I don't take drugs and I don't drink alcohol.
Do you support people who sell this type of stuff?
Do I say no? Well, if it's legal, that it's legal.
It's legal to sell it.
It's legal to sell.
Hold on a moment.
Well, and meth can kill you too.
Hold on a moment. It is legal to sell it.
Right.
If the intent is it will be taken as bath salts, it is not legal to sell it if the intent is to supply it as a drug for consumption.
When you sell it, do you know that they will not use it as a bath salt?
Well, what do you think?
Well, no, I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you a question right back. Do you know that they will not do that?
What do you think?
I'm asking you a question.
What do you think?
It doesn't matter what I think. I'm asking you a question. Do you know? You don't know what them, what's in anybody's mind, same as I don't.
You know, let's let others react to you this morning. That's probably the best way to go about
go
this.
For it. Used to this.
Well, do you know what? Actually, you can go if you want.
No, no, go for it. Let other people react to me. I mean, that's
fine. Do you know what, actually?
No.
Well, no. Actually, I'm going to insist.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Philip. Bye. Cheerio. Here's Jared. Morning, Jared.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, I don't... Is that guy for real or what?
Oh, yeah, he's for real. And let me tell you something. You know, the people who sell it are for real.
Oh,
and the people who profit from it are for real. And the people who get angry at people like me for saying this is wrong, they're for real too.
I'll tell you what's wrong with him, Stephen. It hasn't hit his front door yet. That's what's wrong. And there's people like him. There's many people like him. Not turn a blind eye, but they don't want to know until, you know, because it's none of their business. But listen, see things like this here, it always comes to your door. That's how you deal with it. And I was on your show many times ago, where Stephen, talking about drugs. The only way we're going to clear the drugs, keep bringing mass numbers on the streets, mothers, fathers, and the community, it's not going to stop it. The only way you're going to stop it is getting through these kids with education. Get into the schools.
Like, I am shocked as to... Yeah, and I'm constantly shocked every time I turn this story as to the capacity of these drugs, as to what it does to a human mind. I've spoken, for example, one mother comes to mind where she talked to me and she showed me photographs of her lovely son. And when he took these drugs, he would come in and he would absolutely wreck the house. And she tried to lock him in her own living room in order to protect herself from him. This is what's going on in some family homes in Northern Ireland.
Stephen, this is going on day and daily in this country. Do you know what I mean? You know, not only are we trying to watch our kids growing up, drug dealers are watching our children growing up too. They give them their first hit, and their first hit's always free. After that, you pay for it. Do you know what I mean? 99% of drug dealers do not take their own gear. They don't take drugs in general, but they'll sell them and push them to everybody else's kid.
Like, am I barking up the wrong tree here when my mind keeps on thinking... Is this not something for the Northern Ireland Assembly to contemplate legislating for, to make it more difficult for this stuff to be sold? Now, Raymond McCartney from Sinn Féin has contacted the programme. Morning to you, Raymond.
Good morning, Stephen.
Why isn't there a momentum from the Assembly about this? Make it as difficult as possible. Empower the police.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. And quite recently in Derry, I was part of a meeting which brought together a local drugs forum, myself, a representative from the Department of Justice and the Health Department. And one of the issues that we explored, or two issues which we explored, one was that some of the legislation dealing to drugs, and particularly the definition of what should be an illegal substance, is still reserved at Westminster. We examined a piece of legislation that went through Leinster House, and indeed there was a drugs councillor from Letterkenny present, and they found that when they brought in specific legislation to speed up the process of identifying a new legal high, as they're called, and making it illegal, practically overnight closed all these so-called head shops. And it's certainly something which we're going to revisit. I think the department is keen that they will play their part in it, but a certain aspect of it is that some of the legislation is tied back to Westminster, and I think it is up to the Assembly, perhaps in the new term, to examine ways how that can be perhaps... transferred to us so we can respond.
Well, exactly, Raymond. Let's have local politicians protecting local people.
Stephen, absolutely. I agree, Stephen, and I don't think that we're making a political point saying that this is one part which should be transferred to the Department of Justice, and by doing so we can respond to specific instances. Although, interestingly enough, the PSNI did say at the meeting that sometimes legal highs come on the agenda and then they go off it, you know, and that's something we take our eye off the ball.
No, I see that. That's
you're highlighting that issue this morning, but for a long time, perhaps we haven't heard the sort of downside of people being involved in selling legal heights. But I think it is legislation which should be stuck at the Assembly.
Stephen, can I just come in there?
Yeah, very quickly, Jared. Go ahead, very quickly.
Stephen,
here's the number today, because we have 5 minutes left. 08459-555-678. Do you think the Assembly should be doing more? Your reaction to Philip, the caller we had on there a matter of moments ago, saying it's the individual's responsibility, that I'm on my moral high horse, I think his words were. Go ahead, Jared.
Stephen, I'm actually staying with a young person at the minute, and, you know, he can go into the Belfast City Centre, tell two chefs, which I'm not going to name.
Well, hold on a moment.
I'm not going to name him, Stephen, but he can go and he can buy any legal high, not for human consumption, and take that stuff. Now, I was with him last week when he completely off his head. He steals money of his family to go and buy this stuff, you know. His grandmother, his aunts, his uncles, his own father is distraught because they're afraid of waking up one morning and finding them dead. They don't know what to do. They don't know who to turn to. You know, Stephen, people in these in working class areas have to suffer this. Up on the hill, I don't think it's going to help, Stephen. The only way it's going to get through, Stephen, is go into the schools, educate these our next generation. This generation here, to me, Stephen, totally is gone because you're never going to get them back.
Let me bring in Noel. Morning, Noel.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Noel.
I'm sat here in England listening to your show, and that guy who was on before, that's why I rang, because I got so angry, saying that this woman, you know, she knew and she didn't know and she didn't try hard enough. That guy does not know or understand what people go through. My wife and I have been trying for 15 years to try and help our son.
Tell me about your son.
Well, he obviously started drinking. That led to other things. You actually said something which actually happened this weekend, the gentleman who was on before, where he's been around somebody's house, his mate's house, and wrecked the house. And I had to go around at 8:30 on Sunday morning, and him and his best friend are outside the house, covered from head to toe in blood. How they didn't kill each other, I don't know. But his mum, like you said, his mum's frightened of him. And we've been trying for 15 years, so and we've everywhere from intuitive recovery, rehab. He's had more help than anybody I ever know. And for that guy to come on and say that, you know, that woman's probably done the same as my wife and I have done. And for him to come on and say that she didn't do enough for anything, he's that talking absolute nonsense.
No, thank you, Andy. George in Belfast, final call of the day. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. Just that guy, Philip, I think his name one was on, he must live in a fantasy world, and he might just hope and pray that it doesn't come to his own door, because it could be happening if it's in his own family and he doesn't even know about it, you know, and he's on there sort of spouting and on his high moral horse, talking about that lady and her son when she couldn't help him. You know, he just may hope and pray it doesn't come to his door, because as I said, he's there already and he doesn't know. And with Raymond McCartney on there, politicians have a chance here to show this country what they can do. And I would make politicians bring in laws here to make this the most stringent place in the Western world for drug offences, and we'll not belong getting rid of them.
Well, look, here's what I want to ask you to do today, and I have time to reflect on this. I want you to go on to the Nolan Twitter feed, at Stephen Nolan, and have a look at this young man and how drugs have devastated his life, and then contemplate taking that picture and showing it to your son or daughter, because I reckon it could have a massive impact. Thank you for your company, Diddy. We'll see you tomorrow.